before we started the interview, you were talking about established artists here in this province and responding in such a way that you didn't want to apprentice with them. But do you have elders? Do you have those who've gone before you that you look up to and you respect and you admire and who have influenced your work?
I've enjoyed Sitting Bull. I've enjoyed Geronimo. I've enjoyed Chief Seattle, Chief Joseph. I've enjoyed Bob Marley, Gandhi. They inspire me. I enjoyed Rembrandt. I enjoy Bruegel and Bosch. I've looked at the world of art, and everybody has on their day a good day of painting, and I'm still working on it. I never trained at Kasan. I never trained at Santa Fe Native Art University. I never trained at Saskatchewan Federated College of Art. So all the Northwest Coast artists came to Vancouver, and we sat around in coffee shops and bars, and I met them at different shows, and I drank with some of the best carvers. I've enjoyed their company, and we discussed things. So I got a street education on traditional art, and I may have disagreed with Robert Davidson to apprentice under them as carvers, that I left the concept and said that thank you but no thanks. And yes, the traditionalists were mad at me for what I was doing, but the modernists, I had to deal with the modernism. There was reservation cutoff lands. I was reading this document, this pamphlet, made by the Department of Indian Affairs, an outstanding business. They made reservations in this province. Then they turned around and said that the reservations were too big and we're going to make cutoff lands and make your reservations smaller. So we're going to take more land from you, and we're going to oppress you even more. So this was dealing with the colonialists. And so this is a part of history that we intern you onto reservations. And people have to go, well, why would you say anything against anything? Why do we have to read this in public school? Why are we slowly having to deal with Indian people? And so that's a part of the thing that is happening, is that the population of the Aboriginal people after smallpox was down to 37,000, now the populations are coming back again, and all of a sudden you have this huge native population sitting in the city, and so they're becoming visible again. And so you have this, oh, we scooped in the 60s thousands and thousands of native children, and now we have a class action suit dealing with the apprehension of Aboriginal people that were taken away by the government forcefully, ruining their families. So, oh, well, that's nice. Oh, and by the way, we're killing Indigenous women at a certain rate, higher than any other group that are being murdered in this country. And the history of that is the Harper government said that they are not on his radar. And so it was like, I have six daughters, and you elect, this country elected this man to say this to me, and my family and my girls that they are open season, that they are a target, that they can be killed and murdered by Canadian citizens at will, because we really don't give a flying fuck about Aboriginal women. That tells you a lot about what Canadians really think of me and their attitude and their racism towards all Indigenous peoples. Is that this country got that fucking ugly that they would elect their national leader and say that on television to all Indigenous peoples of this country to say, get the fuck over it. We're murdering your women and we don't give a flying fuck. You want truth and reconciliation after that? And I'm supposed to accept that? And all Native people are supposed to accept that? We went out, we had the right to vote, which is like saying, to me, was like saying, you have the right to vote for your own dictatorship. Well, I went out and voted for Justin Trudeau, for my dictatorship. I don't like any dictatorship, but please clear up this fucking mess. And so he did. And he got under, he went under there and said, I will look after this. So finally we have human beings that will say, gee, we have Indigenous peoples here and we don't really treat them that well. You know, it's like one day he wakes up and realizes what his father did and tried to do, that it stemmed from that, that this continuation happened. Pierre Elliott Trudeau in 1969 created the White Paper Policy, abolish all reservations and assimilate all Indians. Failed miserably, but they enacted a lot of parts to the Indian Act, to the concept of assimilation. As a result, you have a lot of migration of Indians on and off reserve, but they were being murdered. Brown lives do matter, and so we have to protect Native women, and they have a right to walk freely. They shouldn't be scared. We shouldn't have to have them under escort in this country to be a target.